Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Today, we have Dr. Angelica Lugarta-Scott on the program to tell us about the possible effects of the COVID-19 vaccine to pregnant women. Magandang araw sa iyo, Doc.
Magandang araw, Claudette, and magandang araw sa lahat ng mga listeners natin. It's nice to be back here.
We're very happy to have you again here, Doc, sa ating programa. Salamat po sa iyong oras. The vaccine is scheduled to be rolled out this February, hindi po ba dito sa Australia. But there are some questions po about the impact ng bakuna, particularly in pregnant women, mga breastfeeding moms, or even women trying to conceive po. As an expert po sa women's health, do you recommend pregnant women or women trying to conceive to get the jab?
So as a general practitioner that specializes in women's health, so we normally base our management of recommendation from the guidelines released by the Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynecology in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So I just would like to mention to you the current guidelines as of today. So they said that although the available data do not indicate any safety concern or harm to pregnancy, there is insufficient evidence to recommend routine use of COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. So it means hindi siya routinely recommended as of the moment.
Mm.
However, if a pregnant woman meets the definition of being vulnerable or high risk, for example, like they have pre-existing condition like diabetes or solid organ transplant patients,
mm-mm,
or those with chronic respiratory conditions, you know, sometimes like cystic fibrosis or severe asthma, immunosuppressed patients, or those who are on dialysis or advanced chronic kidney disease, or those with congenital heart conditions, then the COVID-19 vaccination is an option.
Okay.
And I just would like to emphasize as well, Claudette, now it's best to discuss their particular situation because everyone is different, isn't it?
That's right.
So It's important to discuss that with your doctor, with your obstetrician, or with the midwife. On the other hand, doon naman sa women who are planning to fall pregnant, the recommendation said that there's no evidence of increased risk of malformation, miscarriage, or maternal illness.
Mm-mm.
Thus, it can be given. And there's no need to delay pregnancy as well. So that's very good, yeah, for those who are planning to fall pregnant. So obviously, Claudette, the guidelines might change in the future. It may change in the next few weeks or months, depending on what available data we have.
Oh, that's very informative, Doc. So for now, Doc, what do we know about the effects ng COVID-19 vaccine? Tsaka po, in terms of risk naman and benefits, what's on the upper hand sa opinion niyo po?
That's really a very good question because it's a lot of people are really asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give you a bit of background there, okay, so during the trials of the Pfizer and AstraZeneca, pregnant women and breastfeeding women were actually excluded during those trials. So we haven't got much data on the effects of COVID-19 vaccine on pregnant women. But if we base it on scientific probabilities and history, these vaccines contain only a portion of the dead virus, so no live virus in there. Okay, so based on the known data from other similar vaccines, it is unlikely that COVID-19 vaccine poses a risk to pregnant women or her fetus. I think, again, it's very important that because of the absence of evidence in pregnant women, this decision to receive the vaccine on pregnant women should be an informed consultation with a midwife or the doctor. Hopefully, in the next 6 to 12 months, we will get more post-licensure studies and data related to pregnant and breastfeeding women. You're asking about the risks and benefits,
mm-mm,
and what's on the upper hand, isn't it? So
yes.
In the scenario wherein a pregnant woman who have risk factors or who are high risk, obviously the benefits outweighs the risk. And also for the general population, TGA has approved this and says that the benefits really outweighs the risk. This recommendation is based on the observation that people with underlying medical conditions are very high risk of developing serious complications of COVID-19.
In terms of doc sa vaccine natin, kasi diba dito sa Australia, Pfizer at AstraZeneca, yung ating bakuna. Oo. Ano naman po yung mga information natin about that? What do we know so far about the vaccine?
We have different technologies that adopted to develop the vaccine. So far, yung Pfizer in Australia, we got the Pfizer, which is, it is an mRNA vaccine, and it's recently been approved. And we also have the AstraZeneca, but hopefully that gets approved as well in the next few weeks. So yung Pfizer, it's an mRNA vaccine. So what happens is the scientist has taken a tiny piece of the mRNA or messenger RNA taken from the dead virus. The vaccine then instructs our body to produce the spike protein of the COVID-19. And then our body will then start producing antibody against this spike protein of COVID-19. Yun namang AstraZeneca or the Oxford vaccine is a viral vector vaccine, which is taken from yung adenovirus from chimpanzee. Mm-hmm. These do not contain live virus, and they cannot transmit COVID-19. So the aim of these vaccines is to evoke an immune response against coronavirus. For the general population, both vaccines have undergone rigorous study and showed very good evidence of safety and effectiveness. So our scientists and regulators have been working really hard, when you think about it, really hard. And we've been working around the clock to provide us with a very safety and effective vaccine. So, of course, Claudette, I know a lot of our listeners are thinking that, oh, why is this? And if they're worried about the safety.
That's right, yep.
But when you think about it, every medicine, every vaccine, they always have side effects.
Yes, though.
Everything has potential side effects. So I think one of the concerns with this is, you might heard it in the news, that there is a small percent of possible allergic reactions, or anaphylaxis.
Mm-mm.
So particularly your mRNA vaccine from Pfizer. But that is why it's very important to have a thorough consultation with your doctor prior to administration of this vaccine, especially for those with severe allergic reaction.
Okay, so Doc, general health advice naman po para sa mga kababaihan, no? What to consider about the vaccine? Una, if pregnant sila o buntis. Second naman, kung sila ay nagpapasuso or breastfeeding. At pangatlo, yung sa mga planong magbuntis.
Doon sa mga pregnant women, so again, we know it's not routinely recommended, pero the guidance may change. And then if you belong to the high-risk group, then it's good to consider it after a thorough, obviously, consultation with your doctor. It's also important to continue with your flu vaccine and whooping cough vaccine as per protocols. Also, for those who are, breastfeeding, these vaccines are not thought to be at risk for breastfeeding infant. So although we got very limited data on safety on these, but theoretically, it should not cause harm to the breastfeeding infant. And also for those women who are planning to fall pregnant, we know that there's no evidence that women who become pregnant after receiving this vaccine are at increased risk of malformations, miscarriage, and maternal illness. So for those planning to fall pregnant, it's okay to have this vaccine. And there's also no need to delay planning for pregnancy after the vaccination.
And finally, Doc, if they get the vaccine, what should they look out for, like in terms of side effects? Ano ba usually yung side effects ng isang bakuna? And kung naranasan nila yung side effects na yun, anong dapat nilang gawin, Doc?
So obviously, after the vaccination, what normally happens is they stay in the center for at least 15 to 30 minutes. Normal to in the vaccinations that you get side effects, very common side effects such as pain or aching around the area. You may feel tired or like flu-like symptoms or maybe even headaches or palpitation or things like that. But I think what to look out really for is when they become unwell several days after, they can always ring their doctor or they can always visit the GPs and just inform them about these side effects, if this is normal or if this is expected, because, you know, everyone can react differently, isn't it? And also, I just would like to add, Claudette, because we have a lot of pregnant women who are frontliners.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's. I just would like to bring up. I know on recommendation of Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynecology on this. So they recommended na yung mga pregnant women who are working in a high risk setting, especially if there is high community transmission, and especially those who are in direct contact with the patient, that they should be allocated to a lower risk duties. We recognize that pregnant women, they're anxious and about their own health, but also of they're protective of the health of their unborn baby. If, for example, it is impossible to avoid exposure, then the pregnant frontliners who are in a risky environment should be offered vaccination.
Roll out ng bakuna is on February and we have like phases, hindi po ba?
Yes, uh-oh. Yes. So expected is end of February to March. We will have different phases, I think five phases of this. So I think everyone is really looking forward for this.
Ito last na, curious lang ako, Dog. Where do they get the vaccine?
In the beginning, kasi I think what they ordered first is the Pfizer vaccine because that's currently been approved. Yung isa, yung AstraZeneca, parang in the next few weeks pa yon. So the Pfizer vaccine, that's going to be rolled out in the major hospitals. So there would be about 30 to 50 hospital hubs. And obviously the people or the who are included in this phase one are obviously the frontliners or the residential residents, aged care facility and aged care workers and all that. Yeah. So different phases, yeah. But the yung phase na later phases na is it will be with the general practitioners and it will be with the respiratory clinics, and most likely it will be the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Salamat po sa pagbahagi ng mga impormasyon sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.